Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. What an exciting month. We are in the month of supernatural provision. This is an amazing time. It is a time where God releases the bread of heaven. Yes, He is the bread of heaven. He is the Word of God made manifest, the bread of life. He is the bread that God rained from heaven upon the Israelites during their time when they were in the wilderness. This is in accordance with Exodus chapter 16. So I need you to read that chapter. It's a chapter of miracles. It is a chapter where we see God restoring relationship with His people. They've been traumatized. They have been in a state of slavery. They're not sure their identity. And God chooses to take them out of the bondage of Egypt and begin to move them to a place of total supernatural provision. But this is a month where He begins to restore relationship by revealing how great He is, how good He is, how loving He is, how wonderful He is, and how much He cares for them individually and as a group of people, as the nation of Israel. And so this is an exciting time because in your own life, God is revealing so many things to you. It is a month of first fruits. So, of course, Jesus is the first fruit, and He resurrected on Nisan 17, which is April 15th this year, according to the Hebrew calendar. We would have celebrated that in the Christian church on April 20th, all right? And so it is a time where we remember that Jesus is the one that defeated sin, death, and the grave by His willful sacrifice to go to the cross, to die, to bury, to be resurrected, and to ascend and take the church with Him. Even today, that's where we are. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Now, why is that so important for us to know? Well, listen, this is the month where the ascension actually takes place. It'll be around May 24th this year, ER 25, 26. That's the time frame where Jesus actually would have ascended. And so this is a month where God begins to bring forth supernatural provision. He's going to be testing you. One of the tests is that He does not want you to take matters into your own hands. We know this from Exodus chapter 16, when He began to bring forth the blessings of the manna from heaven. He had specific instructions. He told them that for 6 days they could gather. That's simply gather. They didn't have to work for it. They just had to come out their front door, right? They had to come out the front door of their tent, and they were going to find these little, what is it? That's what manna means. What is it? Right there on their front lawn. They just had to gather up an omer, right? An omer is about 3 pounds, so that they would consume in a day. And then they would need to go out the next day and gather again. Gather it. They didn't produce it. They didn't have to do anything for it. God was showing them His love for them. And so He was bringing them the food. Can you imagine that? The God of heaven is just bringing them the food. They don't have to do anything. Sounds a little like the Garden of Eden, huh? I know we give the wilderness a bad rap many times, right? But wilderness is a time and a season where we don't know who we are, and we begin to tap into new levels of relationship with God that defines our identity. And so that's taking place this month as well, all right? So you're being tested as to what you believe in your faith to be true about God. And he's probably using a variety of different means to do that. He's trying to center you on relationship with Him first. What did Jesus die for? Jesus died to reconcile us to the Father. That's the whole sole reason of Jesus dying. We were separated. We were in death. We were in the death realms. We were under the curse of the fall of man, and someone needed to give their lives to break that. And so Jesus, the Son of God, who is also God Himself, came down to earth. And He went through a process that was dictated in the law, a clear set process for Messiah. And He became the Passover lamb that was going to reconcile all of humanity to relationship with the Father. Jesus knew that relationship with the Father was number one. So this month, God is revealing to you, what is your relationship with the Father like? All right. So He's positioning you. How much do you believe about the Father? Do you believe the Father really loves you? Do you believe that the Father is going to provide for you? Or do you believe you got to go out, you got to scrape, you got to get your knuckles hurting, your bones become brittle after the toil and the sweat of your brow? Is that what you believe the God of the universe has positioned you for? If that's the case, then this is a great time for you to get into the Word of God and see how much He loved them, that He not only did signs, miracles, and wonders to pull them out, but on top of it, He rained down bread from heaven. He put quail in their front yard. He gave them water from a rock, and also bitter water turned sweet. There are so many miracles that happened during this time so that God could say, listen, I am your provision. I am your source. And so this month, God is working on our flesh in that area. It is a month to subdue our flesh, all right? It's a month where you come before God in prayer and sit with Him and say, Lord, I just want to know you more. Lord, I just want to know you more. Lord, I want relationship with you. Jesus died, buried, resurrected. And this month we celebrate His ascension, that we would be seated with Christ in heavenly places in relationship with the Father. Nothing separating us at all. How much are you living that way? Are you living like you're separated? Are you toiling from the sweat of your brow? What I mean by that is, are you trying to gain every day? Are you trying to control, manipulate? Are you under fear? Are you under shame? What are you carrying with you that Jesus took from you and He wants you to rest? Hebrews chapter 4, those that believe enter His rest. And it's actually the story of the Israelites and how they did not believe. There were things that they did not believe that they took into their own hands. In Exodus chapter 16, we see that God gives instructions for 6 days you're to gather this omer. And on the sixth day, the very sixth day, you're to gather double portion, twice as much. So on the seventh day, you don't work. The seventh day is Shabbat. Shabbat is representative of the fullness of the rest of God. It is like the Garden of Eden. It is what God intended for Adam and Eve. God created the earth in 6 days. On the seventh day, He rested. When He gave Adam and Eve the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, He gave them instructions. He said, you have dominion over this. Replenish, multiply, subdue it. Be fruitful in every way. But He told them that in the midst of this garden that had no death, all right, which meant they were going to walk around it in relationship with the Father, and God was going to bring forth what needed to be brought forth as their hands, not in toil, but in tilling and enjoying God, they would do the things with Him. Come on, somebody needs to hear me out. Stop doing it on your own. God did not bless you with this job. He didn't bless you with this family. He didn't bless you with this ministry. He didn't bless you with these children that you would do it without Him. He is allowing those things that He's given you, all right, to be zones where you gather from and you learn and you grow in relationship with Him. See, folks, our whole life is about learning and growing in relationship with the Father. That is all we are called to do, is be in relationship with the Father. And so God is pouring forth His blessings during this time. So this is also a month of fruitfulness, okay? So Jesus was the first fruit. So when He resurrected on Nisan 17, which was April 15th, or we celebrated that on April 20th, if you're a Gentile Christian. If you're a Messianic believer, you would know and understand it would be Tuesday, April 15th, during Passover, okay? Because Jesus died on the first day of Passover, all right? And He resurrected on the third day. And so this is a time where, as believers, God is saying, I am the first fruit. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, is Jesus is saying, listen, I'm sorry, 15, verse 20. Jesus is saying, listen, I am indeed the first fruits. And from me being the first fruits, I am the first of many brothers. Well, who's the many brothers? Me and you, we're the many brothers and sisters. We are the brothers and sisters of Jesus. We are the ones who believe Him. We are the ones who have resurrected alongside Him. Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8 speaks, Apostle Paul speaks to the Jewish believers about the fact that they died with Christ, they were buried with Him, and they are resurrected in Him. They now become alive in Christ. So if you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have become alive in Christ. And so becoming alive in Christ means that God's giving you the divine setup for you to be one who's connected to the vine, all right? You're a part of the root. When the root is holy, then the branches are holy. That's another scripture in relation to first fruit. So he's the first fruit, and we are the many brothers and sisters that come from him. So what does this mean for us, okay? What this means is that in this month of supernatural provision, God is establishing identity with us, and that we are children of the first fruit. So it means that he's going to be blessing us with many blessings that we need to manage with his guidance, with his love, and with his relationship. See, stop the toiling, okay? See, this is a time, this whole month, where he begins to start establishing how much he loves us. See, Jesus resurrected, he was the first fruit, and now for the next 7 weeks, okay, or 50 days until Pentecost, all right, or in the month of Sivan 6, it's also called the Feast of Shavuot, according to the Hebrew calendar. It's the second major feast on the Hebrew calendar. It is a time where God called the people to come to the base of Mount Sinai, and he was going to come like fire on the mountain. He was going to bring them the Ten Commandments that were going to reveal to them who they really are, because they lost their identity. When they were in Egypt, they didn't know who they were, and they surely didn't think God loved them. And they had to slave and toil, just like the curse of the fall of man had come upon them. And so this was a time to get that curse out of their system. Come on, do you need to get the curse out of your system? Are you working too hard? Are you pressing too hard? Are you beating the air? It's time to train your flesh. It's time to subdue this environment. Subdue it so that it will multiply. See, God is preparing you for great multiplication, and he's revealing his love to you. He's giving you things. Put out your hand to receive what it is that he's giving you. He's properly positioning you. Some of you are listening to me right now, and you have desires to know God even more, and I speak that over you. This is the month where he's going to reveal more of himself, but you are part of the fruitfulness of God. He is the first fruit, and we are the sons and daughters, the brothers and sisters that come after Jesus. We've now been given the rights to live in the land, which is heavenly spaces and places. It's also the Garden of Eden. It's also the eternal and everlasting realm. It's the faith realm. These are all the things that we've been called to live in. Breathe in. Do you know in the culture of heaven, they're not concerned about whether or not they're doing something? Yes, they're doing things, but they're doing it in the glory of God. God wants the earth to be like that. He wants to be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. And we are the people that carry the glory. When the glory comes, it's coming through us, as we are the waters that cover the sea. Okay, so we are the fulfillment. We are the fullness. We are all of those things. So God's got to put us in fullness. So he does that this month. So listen, don't take matters into your own hands this month. You're going to have some tests that are going to come to you. And when the Israelites were told, 6 days, take double portion of the manna, so on the seventh day you can rest, it says that some went out and were disobedient. They took matters into their own hands. They did not trust God and who he said he is. They didn't trust what he spoke. If you don't trust what he speaks, you don't trust him. You don't trust the one that's speaking. Okay, so you got to know this. When it comes to disobedience, if you can't do what God says, there's one or two things happening. You either can hear him or you don't believe him. You cannot trust the God that's spoken it. So this is what God was establishing in this garden. In this wilderness time, which is really like a garden time. I know everybody disses the wilderness, but let me tell you, it's in the wilderness we find who God is. And when you find out who he is and his love for you, you find out something about yourself. And so when they came to the base of Mount Sinai on Sivan 6, which we're going to be approaching in about a month from now, he gave them identity. And the identity he gave them was the identity from him. See, from him came the Ten Commandments. From him was the spoken word. From him was the word of life, which is the bread of heaven, which is the manna word coming to us every day. See, the bread is the word of God. Who is the word of God? Jesus is the word of God. When we eat the bread every day, we are eating the Word of God. When you eat the Word of God, you can stay stabilized in your life. You can break off the oppression that comes from the soul. See, the soul's in transformation. You became born again and your spirit became alive and the Holy Spirit's living on the inside of you when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. But the soul, it's like it's in a constant state of wilderness, and it learns every day more of who God is, and it establishes more of its identity as being a son or a daughter of the King. This is why soul transformation and understanding it is so important. This is why some of the people sitting next to you in church are living lives that do not seem right to you at all. I know you think you're the judge of all things, but here we go. Okay, so all of us do this, right? We think to ourselves, what the heck? And they even did it in the Bible, right? I mean, we even see the disciples saying, listen, you'll know them by their fruit. Okay, but listen, salvation is a momentary experience with God. This should be the beginning of your transformation, where your soul then becomes transformed into the likeness of Christ over your lifetime until your body goes into the earth and your spirit and soul actually go to heaven. And so we can carry out the processes of soul transformation at high levels when we properly position ourselves as the ascended church. And listen, if you don't have my ascension teachings, get them. Go on my website, download my audios all about the ascension. You can sign up for my ascend class. It's free once a month. The next one is May 12th, Monday, May 12th, 10 a.m. is 6 p.m. Eastern. Go online and sign up for that. Because I teach you about the Hebrew calendar, but also about principles for ascension. See, ascension living is faith realm living. It's living in a place of peace and rest and joy. It's understanding how the soul functions. The soul is always trying to gain. It's a difficult place, because when the curse of the fall of man happened, we became toilers. We became people that had to gain. And we see that with the Israelites, because they're trying to gain their food, especially the people that were disobedient. What calms the flesh and puts it into a state of submission to the Lord is believing who he is and his love for us. And that's the hardest thing for humanity to grab a hold of. And guess what? That's exactly what Satan wanted. When he came for Adam and Eve and he challenged them in their identity, challenged Eve. He said, you know that tree over there? God said, don't eat of it. But here's the deal. God's holding out on you. If you eat of it, you're going to be like God. He lied to them. See, she already was like God, but she stepped out into a place where she believed a voice that told her a lie. The story stays the same today. How much are we listening to the liar and not listening to God himself? Come on, I feel that this is a moment of repentance right now. This is your month of fruitfulness, all right? It's a month of supernatural provision, but you are the first fruits of the sons and daughters of the King that resurrected. Our job is to learn to live in that place of fruitfulness, all right? And we're going to be celebrating that at the Feast of Shavuot in the next month, okay, when we hit Pentecost or the 50 days. What are we celebrating? We're celebrating our firsts being given to God. The Pentecost or the Feast of Shavuot is when they brought the first of the grains to the Lord. It's a very, very special time. It's also a time for an offering unto the Lord, right? It's a first fruit offering, all right? We bring him one at the resurrection time, because that's the Feast of Passover, but this would be the Feast of Pentecost. And so this is the time where we present ourselves again as living sacrifices, but you're presenting yourself with a new identity, knowing how much Jesus loves you, knowing how much you understand this year in 5785 or 2025, how much more you understand who God is. This is the beauty of the Hebrew calendar. He takes us on a journey every month so he can reveal something else about himself. Listen, the greatest joy we'll ever have is knowing Jesus, is knowing the Father through knowing Jesus. I feel like it's a repentance moment. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for my friends that are watching right now. I thank you, Lord, that they want to go to next levels of knowing you. Lord, help them understand the gain in their flesh. Give them spiritual eyes and ears to feel and understand when they're trying to go out on their own apart from the blessings that you have given them. And Father, I just give you glory, honor, and praise right now because you are revealing the very things that are preventing your people from stepping in to the beauty that you have for them. Father, I thank you right now that healing is coming, restoration is coming, a change in the soul is coming right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen, if you haven't signed up for our soul transformation classes, get signed up today. We're starting new classes this week. Listen, you can understand this process of soul transformation. You can get credentialed. You can start a kingdom business where you become a kingdom life coach and you're affiliated with us. Come on, get signed up today. Go to dreammentors.org. We've got coaches that are starting classes. Get signed up for my Ascend class. It is starting on Monday, May 12th. I do it once a month. It's free, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Just click the link below, get signed up for that. Then get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. You want to stay in line here. This is the month of fruitfulness, a month of supernatural provision. Let's get in alignment with who God is so that when we step in to the next month, the month of Sivan, we are receiving a new identity, a greater understanding of who we are in the Lord. We'll be tested and tried this month. Don't take matters into your own hands. Get in prayer. God's going to reveal to you exactly what that means. I love you. God bless you. And I'll see you next week.